Hey, I'm Sherry.
And I'm Marty.
Tired of hearing bad news everywhere you turn? Well, we are.
We're taking a little journey back to simpler times. Come along for the ride as we share some of our fun childhood memories. Might even jog some of your memories, too.
I don't know, Marty. My memory lane is like a cul-de-sac these days.
Hey, that is not going to stop us. Come join us for
Just Jiggle the Handle.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Marty.
So, did you have any special friends in junior high or high school who connived or collaborated with you to do crazy things or maybe do pranks on others?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I mentioned my best friend, Carol, several times.
Wait a minute. I'm not your best friend?
I mentioned my childhood best
okay,
friend
Okay, go ahead.
Several
yes.
Times.
All right.
You would like her very much. But Carol was great. She would come up with the wildest ideas. She had an older sister. I don't know if that was any influence, but Carol was very funny and had great ideas. And we would have these seances where we'd invite people over and have the lights turned down low. And we would have this candle in the middle of the circle. And we would supposedly hypnotize somebody so that they could communicate with the spirits. I can't remember what the theme was, but it was all about hypnotizing somebody. And we would say, now pick up the glass of water and put two fingers in this water. Rub the bottom of the glass, the cool glass, and wipe them across your forehead. And then dip your fingers in and rub the bottom of the glass and wipe down your cheeks. Very soothing, very soothing. Now put the glass back and count backwards from 20 very slowly. Now, while they did this, we would pick up the glass and hold it over the candle so that soot started building up on the bottom of the glass.
And then, and their eyes are
yes,
shut.
Yes, their
right?
eyes are shut because yeah. they're meditating and going back into yeah. this trance. Uh-huh. And so uh-huh. we would do it again. The next time they'd pick it up and we'd put your fingers in the water and rub the bottom of the glass. And wipe your, and of course, the more we did this, we would do this just again and again until they were just covered in black soot. And then at some point, you know, somebody would say something or burst out laughing and we'd hand them a mirror so that they could see their trance-like state. It was great fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She had another one when we would go to conventions, we would go to the lobby of the hotel and we were both involved in junior achievement. I don't know if you were ever
I've
in that, where a group of people would start a company, you'd have a sponsor, a company that would sponsor your company, and you'd sell stock in your company, and you'd sell a product, and then you do an end of the year final report of how much your company made and give out stock dividends. It was like having it was training you to run your own company. It was very cool. But Carol and I were very involved in that, and they would have these conventions, like if your company won company of the year, you'd go to these conventions. So everybody was there, you know, everybody was our age in junior high. And I think it maybe went into high school, must have gone into high school. And so everybody there was young like us. And mm-hmm. we would meet people in the lobby and we would challenge them to a balance contest. And we would hold out our hands with our fingers pointed to them and our hands would be maybe a foot apart. And we would tell them to put their hands together and bounce down on the left of our hands, then bounce in between our hands and then bounce to the other side of our outer hand and in the middle and bounce back at, you know, back and forth in between our hands. So we'd go on one side, the middle, the other side, the middle, you know, with their hands and see how long they could go without hitting our hands because we were going to hold our hands still and just mm-hmm. see how their balance was and how their perception was. So we would start them doing this and then we would run away. So they were standing in the middle of the lobby with their eyes closed, bouncing their hands in this, we were nowhere to be seen.
Oh my gosh.
That was a lot of fun. We did that a lot.
You were pranksters, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fear I might, if we lived in this, you know, in the same area and time, I might be the victim of one of your
I think we would have probably.
Or maybe we would have been in cahoots.
I was going to say, we would have probably enlisted you as part of the team.
That's great. And then did you ever see those? I mean, you didn't know those people, right?
No, we didn't know them at all. And, you know, we were standing, you know, around the corner so that we could watch and see them when they realized, wait a minute, I don't want to hear anybody anymore.
That's great.
And it was all in good fun because then they, of course, would start in and do it themselves for somebody else. So
yeah, pass it along.
Yeah. So speaking of junior achievement conventions and things, Carol and I went to the regional ones, but I remember where we went to one that was not too far away from it. We stayed at a motel. Everybody stayed at the motel. And Carol found this carpet tube, you know, a long, I don't know, it was 10 feet long, this tube that carpet had been wound around, and it was at the dumpster, I'm sure. And she just thought that was very cool. She got it in her idea that we should take it up to our motel room on the sixth floor. So somehow she enlisted people we didn't know. We would like start on the bottom and hand it up on edge, and the people on the first floor would grab it and they'd hand it, and we'd run up to the third floor and they'd, you know, hand it up. She enlisted all these people we didn't know to hand up this long tube up several stories in the motel over the railings. What? I don't know what we ever did with the tube, but it was very fun to, you know, get the whole community spirit going to get it up there.
That's great. But there,
I have no idea what we did with it.
It wouldn't, you guys didn't think to like take it in the elevator?
Oh, it wouldn't have fit.
Oh, was
no,
that
it was
how
like 10? Yeah. Oh, it was huge. Yeah,
oh my gosh.
And I don't, you know, we were staying at a motel.
Oh, right.
You know,
yeah. Sorry.
There probably wasn't even an elevator
right
there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, but speaking of junior achievement, this isn't exactly a prank, or let me put it this way. It was not meant to be a prank. Carol and I were in several junior achievement companies together. One of them was a company where we would imprint stationery. There were like five or six choices of stationery that people could choose from, and they would buy it, and we would get their address and imprint their address. Our whole company was about personalized stationery. Mm-hmm. And there was this huge machine that we would use, and it sometimes worked and sometimes didn't. It would get too hot and it would make the letters all horrible. So you had to get it just the right temperature, and you had to print each page, put it in there and press it down, and it would imprint the stationery with the address. And the company was very successful. I think we won Company of the Year. But there was one neighbor of mine, I didn't really know her. She bought a box of stationery, and we very carefully set up the type and everything and heated up the machine and started printing her stationery, and got to, I think, maybe 15 pages out of, I don't know, 30 that were in this box, and realized that we had left a letter out. Instead of Mercedes Taylor, it was Merc-des. And we thought, oh my God, what are we going to do? Because we had to buy the stationery. If we screwed up, we had to buy the stationery, which seriously cut into our profit. Because, you know, I think we got paid 5 cents for every box that we sold or something like that. And we just didn't know what to do. And we finally decided to just give her the box of stationery and hope that she didn't write any letters on it. So, I mean, if she ever, bless her heart, to her credit, she never came back and said, hey, what's the deal? It says 30 sheets on the box. This is 12 or whatever it ended up being. Anyway, so that wasn't meant to be a prank, but
yeah, you kind of did prank her.
Kind of was.
Yeah. What was her name? Merced?
Well, her name
Mercedes,
was Mercedes,
yes,
but we made it Merc-des.
Merc-des.
And Merc-des haunted us for the rest of our lives. Yeah.
That could be your secret safe word.
It has been. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I was thinking about pranks, and these are high school pranks.
That counts.
Oh, wow. I just thought of more. Wow.
Oh, good.
Well, pranks against humanity, against humans, would be if you go to sleep, you're fair game. So in high school, I think we might have been in 11th. I don't know if we were in 12th grade. I feel like it was 11th. My friend Judy, her mother had access to a condo in Coronado, California. It's down near San Diego. And her boss said that Judy's mother could loan it to us. Mm. And so we got a bunch of people, boys and girls, and we were going to go down there and lay out in the sun a few days and drink. And we were all excited, you know, liberated. But the deal was, is we had to make sure that when we left, that place was clean because Judy's mom would be on the hook for it. So, but you know, we were stacking beer cans. I think we were drinking Old English 800, which is like shoe polish. It's very high octane. But
how old were you?
17. I mean, 16, 17. Really? Yeah, it was high school.
I never even had a beer until I was 18 and a half.
Oh, come on. Golly.
Okay. I'm from Lynchburg. Wow. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I think we were smoking cigarettes. Oh, yeah. Well, this doesn't fall under pranks. We're going to have to find another place to put this because there's a couple of good stories. But one person, and I'm not going to say his name because I think he's really famous now, actually, but he fell asleep. And so we thought that that was a very good opportunity to put peanut butter on his eyelids. And that's what we did. And he slept until he didn't sleep and then woke up. And, you know, he opened his eyes.
Could he open his
eyes? Well, yeah, because they were on his eyelids. But when he opened his eyes, then, of course, they stuck to the – everything stuck to everything else. So that was not nice. And then we have another
– That doesn't seem nice.
No, it doesn't. Well, we weren't nice. And, I mean, we weren't. It was, you know, it was a prank. So this happened, I think we were out of high school. I think it might have been early 20s, but we had a friend named Zelda, dear friend. I'm still friends with her to this day, but she had a habit of falling asleep in public places. And once again, if you fall asleep, you're fair game. So it's just like if you leave the room, people are going to talk about you. So you best...
It's kind of a rule.
Stay awake and stay in the room.
Yeah.
So she fell asleep in, I think we're at, it was called Ben Frank's. It was a cool coffee shop on Sunset Boulevard. Hmm. And it was like the best. And everybody went there after going to clubs and things, or we'd go and see the Rocky Horror Picture Show and you'd end up at Ben Frank's at 2 a.m. Well, Zelda fell asleep and we put lettuce on her eyelids. And she didn't know, and she just lay there. And, you know, the place was packed, so it was great. And then another time she fell asleep in a theater at the movies. I don't know if she was snoring, but she had her head, like, all the way back and was just out like a light. It was called the New Art Theater. They played, like, old movies and things, and they would have, like, a little newspaper that showed the schedule of movies coming up. And so we just took that, and we draped that over her whole head. So she, you know, stayed there. So it's all about humiliation.
Well, yeah. And it stayed there for the rest of the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she, you know, when the lights came on, I think she woke up. She was never mad, I don't think. Okay. It was kind of like, yeah, I did it again, so.
Because it would have maybe even been funny if y'all had just left. And
She woke up. She may have been the driver, so we couldn't have done that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But in any event, it wasn't nice.
Well, most of our pranks were good, clean fun. But there was one that, well, Carol would have me go up to somebody and say, ask Carol how her little sister's doing in dance lessons. And so they would go over and ask Carol, hey, how's your little sister doing in dance lessons? And Carol would look absolutely appalled and devastated and say, my sister's crippled.
Oh, that is not good clean fun, my friend.
No, we thought it was fun. Well, you're absolutely, most people would kind of come around and realize we were kidding, you know, but there was one girl who started crying and we realized we never did it again.
Good lesson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys do prank phone calls?
We probably did. Well, I remember Carol used to, if people would call her and she didn't want to talk to them, she'd say, hi, Carol's not here. This is my little sister speaking.
She sounds like a card.
She was fun. Yeah. Yeah, she was very fun.
We did all the pranky stuff. We did all the, is your refrigerator running? And do you have Prince Albert in a can? And we'd also tell people they'd won a sweepstakes.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Like dialing for, did you have dialing for dollars?
I lived in Lynchburg. We had dialing for dimes. You tell them they won, huh?
Yeah. And then, of course, people, they had no way to get you back then. There was no caller ID and they didn't know. But I remember one guy said, I know who you are and I know where you live. And we got really scared.
Nice.
And I think that was the end of that run. We didn't do that after that.
Carol and I had, this wasn't really pranks, but we had these, I don't know if y'all had them out here, but you had button books. They were these peel off buttons. They gave you the metal button and then you would peel off out of this booklet buttons that would stick onto the metal button, and we would wear different buttons every day. And there were some pretty, it was like God is alive, everyone else is dead, or masochism can cause pain, is there life after birth, never trust anyone under 12.
I love that.
I stole Bob Dylan's comb. A support mental health, and then underneath in small letters, or I'll kill you. incest is relative, Cinderella married for money, draft beer, not boys. That was popular back in the late 60s.
Wow, that's
great. And then one that said, stop breathing on my button. You know, just, but every day there was a book called Instant Buttons, and I think it was Son of Instant Buttons. And they just had all these.
What a great idea.
Very 60s sayings. Yeah, it was really funny. You'd peel them off and then just put them back in the book. And
you could reuse them?
Well, you could, yeah, if it still had sticky stuff on
it.
Wow. Yeah, sure.
I think somebody should do that today. They could have a field day.
Oh my gosh. I think we might be onto something, Sherry.
I do too.
Yeah. We had a weird march in the hallway. Like, we were both in marching band and we would.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes. Carol and I were both in marching band.
Okay. Just wanted to hear it again.
But we would be walking in step down the hallway because you can't not after a while when you're rehearsing every day. And we'd be walking in step. And then, I don't know, we had some kind of signal. We would just be walking down the hallway. And then all of a sudden, one of us would pivot and walk two steps backward as the other person was walking two steps forward. And then we'd pivot at the end of that and walk four steps back to pass each other and then pivot again. Walk two steps and pick right up where we left off and keep walking down the hall. So we freaked out a lot of people that
way. Did you ever get in trouble by the marchmaster or whoever?
No, I'm sure. He probably appreciated we were practicing.
Wow. That's funny.
Oh, and Carol had a hard time with remembering her left foot from her right. And we had this, I don't know where we got it from. She got it. She's the one who's inspired everything. But we would do this march, left my wife and 49 kids on the point of starvation with nothing but gingerbread. Left. Left. Did I do right? Right. Thought I did right when I left. But because it switches, we would suddenly have to shuffle steps. Thought I did right when I left, and you'd have to switch feet. And we would do it at band, and that would just screw everybody up. Comes in really handy for marching band when you want to mess with the drum.
As you do.
Yes. Did you have any other prankies?
Yeah, we did, the whoopee cushion and the hand buzzer, and we did all that when we were really little.
All the basics.
Oh, but is that a prank? The Chinese torture?
Well, yeah, I guess it is. If you hand it to somebody else and they can't get out.
Yeah, except it was done to me, and I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to, you know, you put your fingers in and you pull as hard as you can. You can't get it out because you're supposed to twist it.
Right. Oh, I didn't see.
Well, when you're seven, you don't know that. And I thought, this is it.
How old am I? And I didn't know that. So what did you do? Did it totally?
I freaked out. And then the harder you pull, the tighter it gets and you can't do it. So
That's a good one, actually.
It was scary. Yeah.
We ought to bring those back also.
Terrorized children of the modern day. Yeah. So this isn't a prank, but it's something you would probably get in big trouble if you did it now. We have this friend at Rob. He's the best. And we did all kinds of fun things with him. He was a couple years older than we were, but we would do these balloon launches and Rob would make these like weather balloons. And he would take a cellophane bag like you would get from the cleaners. And he would take a soldering gun and he'd take big pieces of the cleaner bag and melt it together into like a balloon shape. And then there would be some kind of a candle or something. And then he'd fill it with helium. You know, it's like a mini hot air balloon. And then we'd launch it. It would have to be really cold at night for it to, I guess, for it to whatever react with the helium. Well, I don't remember I'm sure there was a science lesson in there somewhere, but I wasn't interested in that. But he'd launch it and then we'd all get in our cars. There'd be a bunch of us in each car and we'd go try to find where it went. You know, we'd follow it all through the San Fernando Valley or wherever it went. But, oh my God, we could have set people's houses on fire. You know, or a forest.
Had a candle.
Yeah, it had to have because it just like a regular hot air balloon, right? It's got fire, but it's got what's in a hot air balloon? It's probably like hydrogen or some, I don't know. Is this a Hindenburg? I don't know. But all I knew is we used helium and we used a cleaner bag and then we chased it, but it had to have some kind of a light in it or else we wouldn't have been able to see where it was going.
Oh yeah. Right. Were there a lot of forest fires that year?
No. But we think, I mean, it would go up in the trees and, you know, over people's houses. And yeah, we weren't doing it like out in a field. We're doing it in neighborhoods. So we would have been in big trouble. My life of crime.
I'm glad we're friends now because I just have a feeling we would have run in separate circles.
Yeah, we would have been yelling about Frankie Avalon in the woods.
You guys would have been pranking me going, we got to get that goody, goody girl.
Oh, no. And we were still good kids. That was the thing. Like, it all seemed like innocent fun. Looking back on it now, though, I see that it could have been harmful.
Oh, my gosh. I remember one more with Carol, of course. Carol was great. She was the ringleader. She had all these. We were very goody two shoes, I would say. We were, you know, did well in school and did all the right things and went to church youth group and yada, yada. We were pretty good kids. And there was a, it was in the 60s. So there was this anti-drug seminar. And I don't know why we went. I don't know if we were, it was a seminar to learn about fighting drugs, I guess. Anyway, Carol and I got there early and she just started rooting around in her purse to see if she had anything to eat, probably. And she came across this packet of sugar and she had a Benadryl that was down in the bottom of the purse and that was about it. She turned the Benadryl tablet over so it looked like, you know, some kind of little, I don't know, were they pink pills or blue pills or something. And then the sugar, she opened up the packet and kind of poured it out and was pretending like it was cocaine. And then people would come in to the seminar and she would be very secretively kind of hoarding her stash. And she'd like, if somebody came over, she'd go, shh, don't say anything. I have a problem. You know,
oh so. My God. So she's like Alan Funt. She's like Candid Camera without the camera.
She was, that's a very good equivalent.
I got to meet this Carol.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Okay. So I've talked about before the arcade where I worked, Golfland, and I worked there for 6 years and we would sometimes drink alcohol after our shift. And then myself and some of the other are my coworkers, but we went down to Boys Market, which was this market on Ventura in Encino, I think. And we bought big boxes of laundry detergent. And then we came back and of course the manager, I mean, we were all in on it and the manager had a key. And so we were, and there were no alarms back then. And we got back in after everything was closed down and we went out onto the golf course and we poured the laundry detergent in the moat, like right by
at the miniature golf.
Yeah, there were three courses. I don't remember if the water ran through all three courses, but we put it in the moat. And then of course the water's churning because it had some kind of filtration system.
Oh, geez.
And it looked like Christmas. I mean, it looked like snow. And of course we put in, we didn't need to put in nearly that much, but it was a big deal. And we got in, well, we didn't get in trouble because they didn't know who did it, but it was that like, they claimed that there were cameras and that whoever did it was going to get arrested. So that was really fun, but really scary one because that we didn't think about like that it was wrecking the
consequences.
Yeah. The filtration system, how much it cost them to clean it all out. The other one I just remembered.
Well, wait a minute. Did you say the manager was in on it also?
He or she, yeah, they will remain nameless. Yeah, because we had to have keys to get back in.
Oh, okay, got it.
The place was all closed
down. So if the manager was in, who were the people who were mad?
Well, it would have been the general manager. It would have been the man. When I say manager, it was somebody that was 18 that they gave keys to. You know, it wasn't like an official thing, but
drinking was involved.
And yes, drinking was involved. So now I've got one that I just thought of, which was from high school. And it was a senior prank. Other people will remain nameless in case somebody comes back to me and sues me. But we put...
Statute of limitations could be effective at this point.
Yeah. So we put Vaseline in the payphones, in the coin returns, and in the slot where you put the dime. We poured oil down the hallways so it would be super slippery. We took...
Oh my, that's really lost
time.
Where was this that you did this? In high school?
Yeah. And
In the high school?
At the high school, yeah. In the middle of the night. And we took a whole classroom and took everything out of it. And then we reassembled the classroom in the quad. And then this was the big one. We took salt because we had heard that salt kills grass. And on the quad, in the grass, we were going to put Grant sucks.
Oh, nice.
You know,
nice.
But we ran out of salt. So it just said
Grant was the name of the school.
Yes. Hypothetically, this was the name of the school. But we tried to write Grant sucks, but we ran out of salt. So it just said Grant suck, S-U. So we did that. So that was, and that was a big one that you were going to get expelled. You wouldn't graduate. You wouldn't get your diploma.
Yeah.
And so that was a big deal. And so, but nobody ever found out. And I'm hoping
you were really lucky.
I know.
How did you get into the school?
Well, back then it was easy. You hop the fence. I don't even know if the There wasn't even a fence. Now there's a, it looks like a fort, you know, a fortress, but
right.
I don't know how we got in the classroom.
You guys are probably the reason that now they have fortresses.
Probably. Yeah. So that was that. And then, the other one, and these are things like you would get arrested today if you did it, but a group of friends, these were some of my high school friends, but then we were friends with some people that were a couple years older than we were. But we made a dummy. It wasn't my idea. I was an accomplice in these. But his name was Johnson, and we made like a scarecrow, like a dummy, stuffed it full of newspaper mm-hmm. and whatnot. And then we tied a string to him, a really long string, and then we would be driving. I don't know that we did it on the freeway, but somebody would be driving behind us. And we would throw Johnson out the window like a body, you know, and then the people would slam on there. I mean, it was horrible. I mean, somebody could have really gotten hurt. So
we did
that. And then the other thing we did is we would find people. We had fire extinguishers, water fire extinguishers, not stuff with the powder in it. And we didn't do this all the time, mind you. This was only on special occasions. So
really,
but we would ride up to somebody who was on a bike and say, you know, excuse me, can you tell us where Ventura Boulevard is? And the guy would try to tell us, you know, where it was. And then we'd say, oh, well, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you lose. And then we'd shoot him with a fire extinguisher. So,
oh my gosh,
all of these are, I mean, we really... I mean, it would probably be a felony if you did it today.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't know you because
I'd be in the clink.
They don't have a singing group in jail.
In the pokey. Yeah. So I'm not proud of it, but strangely enough, I'm having so much fun.
But you're smiling.
I know.
Other people at home don't know this, but you're laughing.
It was so much fun. And again, would never want to hurt anybody, but as far as I know, we may have given somebody a heart attack or two, but not to our knowledge. I don't think anything happened. So yeah. So that wraps up pranks.
May I ask
yes.
the other people that you did these with?
I'm still friends with all of them.
I was going to say, did they go on to have productive and useful
lives? Yeah, nobody,
lives or?
Nobody ran for office.
Well, that's good.
They are. In fact, they all are all very well off. I'm the one that is the one closest to living under a bridge, but they're all very successful. So,
and do any of their kids know what they did? Like, does
I
Kyle?
I don't know. I'll have to. I don't know if Kyle knows. I don't know if Kyle cares. I mean, he'll never listen to the podcast, so I guess I could just.
So we're good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everything's good. Good. So.
Although, I wouldn't give out any more information about your location because I can hear the sirens now.
That would be not good.
No.
Well, let's talk about that before we release this one then. Maybe the names and locations have been changed to protect the innocent.
So. You're not really sure.
Public service announcement. Kids, do not try any of these pranks at home
or anywhere
because you will get arrested and be punished to the full extent of the law. So laws that probably weren't written back then, please.
We'll be watching.
Yes. The life you save may be mine. Okay. It's your turn to post your funny pranks on our Just Jiggle the Handle Facebook page.
And let's just keep it to good, clean, fun, wholesome pranks, okay?
Yeah, nothing that ended in fights or injuries or jail time.
Hey, and if you haven't subscribed already, why not?
Yeah, and join us next time for Just Jiggle the Handle.